Sagt der Mishnah weiter, man sagt das Bava Basra, Perik Tes, Mishnah Vav. We've already learned that if a person is not well, it looks like he may leave this world. Chazal were misakin, that he can give out his property just by saying so. And those people that he wants to get the property, they get it even without a kinyan. This takana was so that this person shouldn't panic his last moments on this world, that he may not be able to fulfill what he wants to do. Zakta the Mishnah. Once again, Perik Tes, Mishnah Vav. Shechiv Meira, this person who is very ill. Shekasav, he wrote, Kol Nechasav, all of his Nechasim, all of his properties, Lecherim to others. But the Shir, he left over Karka Kolshu, a little bit of land for himself. Then suddenly, Kadosh Baruch Hu can always help, even though it looks like the person's going to be Nifter, even though all the doctor said it's over, he gets better. Now he says, no, I didn't mean to give everything away. He only gave it away thinking he was going to leave this world. Sakta Mishnah, so how come you left something for yourself? Is a simon when you gave it away, you weren't just thinking only if you leave this world. You were taking precautions in case you stay back down here, in case the Kiddush Baruch Hu gives you more years that you have what to live on. And therefore, Matanasa Kayemes, his Matana stays a Matana, even after he recovers from being sick. Zakta Mishnah loishir karka kolshu, but if he didn't leave over some land for himself, kolshu means a little bit. But Chazal say that it means enough to be able to support himself should he survive. And if he didn't leave that over for himself, loishir karka kolshu, ein matanasa kiyemes, then his gift doesn't stay a gift if he recovers. In other words, if he gets better and gets out of bed, he says, no, I only meant to give it away thinking I was going to leave this world, not now that I'm here to stay. For now, I want my matana back, and they have to give it back. Zakt de Mishnah Vaiter, loy kasu bashchiv mira. A person who right now, he's okay, is a gesunter Mensch, and he writes a shtar giving all of his property to others, and it was not written in this shtar that the one who's giving it is ill. It was a special lashon they used for a shchiv mira. Kat kotzir v'rami b'yarisa, while he was lying in his sick bed. And that wasn't written in this shtar. Now he gets better. Huaymer, he says, I want my matanas back. I never meant to give it away if I was going to live. Huaymer, shchivmira haya. That he was a shchivmira. He was seriously ill. And now that he got better, Baruch Hashem, the matana shouldn't count. He should be able to take it back. Now, he had given away all of his property, so he had a right to take it back if he was a shchivmira. The heinoymer, but they, the people that were supposed to get these matanas, they say, Barihaya, he was healthy. Tzarech lahavi raya, the one who gave it has to bring proof that he was taka very, very ill. Divi remeir zehalt remeir. I mean, if right now the person is healthy, so we assume that he was also healthy when he gave these things away, when he instructed to give these things to different people. The chachamim, I mean, what the chachamim say? No, we don't look at the fact that he's healthy now. Rather, we say hamoitzi mechaveiroi olav haraya. You want to take something away from a friend. Olav haraya, the burden of proof, rests upon the one who wishes to take something away. Now, right now, who's holding the property? The giver. This person who claims he was a shchiv meira. And the ones he gave it to, they don't have it yet. They want to take it from him. Well, if they want to take it from him, it's their achrayas to prove that he was taka healthy and not a shchiv meira. Okay, we learned in our Mishnah, a shchiv meira, that's a very seriously ill person, who wrote over all of his nechasim to others, but left some for himself. Then he gets better and says, I want my matanas back. I never meant to give it away if I thought I was going to survive. We're going to say, Anshuldix, excuse me, you did think you were going to survive. That's why you left some for yourself. But if you left nothing for himself, he can taka ask it back. If it was not written in the shtar that he was a shchiv meira, or the normal lashon they would write for a shchiv meira, right now he's healthy. And he comes along and says, okay, even though there's a shtar that says that I'm giving these things away. No, I never meant it. I mean, I never meant it if I knew I was going to live. Well, he has to prove that Itaka was very sick then, as he halter of mayor. Because it doesn't say so beferish in the shtar. The chachamim say, no. The one who's going to have to prove anything is the people receiving the gifts, because they're the moitzi mechaveiroi. Right now, the property's still in the hands of this person who gave the gifts away, who wrote the shtar to give the gifts away. They want to take it away from him and get their matana. So they have to prove that he was not a shchiv mira when he wrote it. If they can't prove that, we're going to say, okay, even though it doesn't say so beferish, but the assumption is that he was a shchiv mira, even though he's healthy now. And being that he gave everything away, he now has a right, being that Baruch Hashem, he recovered and he's going to live, he has a right to take it back.